From Big Finish Productions, Gallifrey, echoes through eternity.
Although the practice was frowned upon for a CIA coordinator, I had adjusted my wrist communicator's chime to identify the caller. This particular sound made me take another long, deep breath. I tapped at my wrist, and a tiny, pixelated hologram appeared. Kranzer was a junior-rank Time Lord, a few years out of the Academy. Patrexian, thankfully. CIA cadets from Prydon were always a nightmare, and eager to please. Endlessly so. Right now, she saw herself as my personal protege. She absolutely wasn't. And reported things to me every few minutes. As if this would gain extra credits at the end of each semester that she was seconded to me. It absolutely wouldn't. "Yes, Kranzer," I said, beaming, very aware that she could see my face, along with anyone else who might be in whatever room she was standing in, even though I couldn't see them. "What can I do for you?"
"Message from Chancellor Valius, sir. He wants us to go to Sector 72 forthwith."
Kranzer had a decidedly uncultured tone that seemed both sneering and enthusiastic at the same time.
"Us?" I repeated.
Did he really say us?
"Yes,"
Kranzer said.
"Absolutely, sir."
Kranzer was lying, of course. But before I reprimanded her, I had a sudden recollection of a young and eager cadet Narvin, behaving in much the same way toward his superior, Coordinator Vansell. I felt a sudden twinge of almost nostalgia, recalling my youthful pride and enthusiasm.
Poor Vansell must have sighed and gritted his teeth, much as I was doing now.
"Very well. Meet me there," I said, and cut the link. Sector 72 was close to where a free-time bomb had been detonated. As I walked the corridors and transcoms to the lower levels of the capital, I could almost feel the architecture getting gloomier. This was the domain of the Matrix Keepers and their own sect of coordinators, usually ancient Time Lords on their last regenerations, living out their existence, keeping the secrets of Gallifrey secure and untouched. I always thought it an honor to spend your last few thousand years devoted to such a good cause. But, as I went deeper, it occurred to me that probably wasn't the most cheerful place to live.
Big Finish, for the love of stories.